那看看，
I think you don't need. I'm not writing the Chumash. If somebody believes in Hashem, they never go to a doctor. In Yemen, they never went to doctors. If they went to a doctor, for sure they would have died. Because they didn't know what to do over there. So in Yemen, if somebody got sick, he used to pray at the graves of the Tzaddikim. Avshalom Shabazi, Avshalabi. And if the guy was healed, fine. If he wasn't healed, it means meant to be this way. Rambam writes in the Chumash. Rambam himself was a doctor. Rambam writes in the Chumash. Marry Hashem, let's allow him. Somebody is, Hashem is due to Shuvah, Hashem heals him. Marry to the doctor is because you don't have Emunah in Hashem. You run to the doctor, let's say, after you eat Yeshuvah, and you ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu, need of wine, need of help, then you go to the doctor, you should be a messenger of Hashem. Rambam says you should never run to a doctor right away. He says you should never come to a doctor, he said. In Yemen, no one went to a doctor, no one. And when he got sick, went to the grave. The monument of Tzadikim, the big Tzadikim, they don't say. But the Kohen you need, the doctor you don't need, the Kohen you need. It's not a person for a coin.
But you can catch flies on the silver coins that the pigeon have
done. I need permission. I need permission. In 3 weeks is Purim, Bezot Hashem, Sunday, Motzei Shabbat. Hey, be my Achashverosh. Megillat Yadas, that Achashverosh ruled 3 years, and then the Gemara said he rested from all the wars they made and decided to make a party. So first they made a party for all the people around the world for 180 days. And that party is in the text. And then after the party is over, they invited the people of Shushan to come to the party. So the Gemara says that Mordechai was there and told the Jews, don't go to the party. Don't go to the party. Said, why don't go to the party? Chachamim tell us to throw kosher food and kosher wine. And Mordechai was the Mashgiach. Achashverosh made him the Mashgiach. Nevertheless, he told them, don't go inside, don't go inside. So why shouldn't go inside? What's wrong to go inside? He said, no, the Goyim, Goy or Chikses, don't go. 18,500 people went. And he did not behave over there. And the Megillah describes the party, how beautiful it was. They brought t-shirts from Beit HaMikdash, put them on the table, Achashverosh wore clothing of the Kohen HaGadol. And the party's over with a tragedy, maybe happy, and Vashti was killed. So we Megillah, the Megillah was written for Ruach HaKodesh, it's not a story, it's not a book. It says, well, you need to know this, all the whole thing. Even you don't need to know this. I mean, the punchline is that Esther is going to be the queen, and Haman is going to come and is going to try to kill all the Jews. They don't do the party. What do they do the party? They don't do the party. Even without the party. You can say, Remy Achashverosh, Monday Esther became the queen. What does it make? Vashti was before? Was Vashti? No. Esther became the queen, and then Haman, if you need to know it before the information later, Esther will plead with Achashverosh not to kill the Jewish people. So if there's permission here, but you don't need anything about the party, who cares about the party? Who cares about Vashti? If you would have another queen before Vashti, you care about it. The Megillah is Ruach HaKodesh. So it means the information, you must have this information. They went to the party, they go to the party. But actually, the Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's student asked Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, what was the cause that Haman decided to kill Am Yisrael. Because when you read the text, it means that a stupid thing, Mordechai did not bow down to Haman. So Shimon Baruch Hassan asked him, what's the behind it? He said, you know, it was a party 9 years ago. And Ahasuerus became the king, not became a king, when he rested up on all the walls. This was the 30th of his kingdom. Then he made a party. Haman came, and the text in Gilad says, and Ahasuerus ruled 12 years. It means 9 years before. So students of Shimon Baruch Hassan asked him, why did Haman come? They said, because the Jews went to the party. The first party. What went to the party? So the Gemara says, well, they didn't behave in the party. They went out with the sheikhs. Okay, so Hashem decided to kill all the people in Shushan because they went to the party. Unlikely. And if it is, so this was 9 years ago, not now. Why did Hashem wait 9 years now? Now the 12th year that Ahasuerus is a king. The party was when he was a king 3 years. 9 years passed. So he says, now what happened? He says, 9 years ago you went to a party. So 9 years ago Hashem should have killed you. Why Hashem waited 9 years? What happened? What Hashem is called? Hashem waited. But what happened now? I want to know what happened now. Why did Haman come? And Haman came because we had a party. The party was 9 years ago. Then they asked him, the Gemara says in Megillah, and they asked him, so the people in Shushan went to the party, but Haman decided to kill all the Jews all around, like Hitler. I don't know if you know, they found that Hitler had a plan. He knew where the 10 tribes are. Their tribe was, and the people said it wasn't a person, it was a shade. How did he know? He had a map. He had a map. It's called Bnei Moshe. From Bnei Moshe, it's in China someplace. Between China and Tibet. And he said, after he's going to finish here, all the Jews in America, in Israel, and he's going to China. And he had a map. And somebody found the map. And Moshiach HaLikud found the map. And he said, he appointed 10 people to go to Tibet, to China, to look for the 10 tribes. Imagine Hitler knew about the 10 tribes. A few people came from there. And 90 years ago somebody came, his name was Eldar Radani. And 150 years ago somebody came from there. So that's what Haman decided to kill, Ahasuerus to kill all the Jews all around the world. So Shimon Yochai asked him, why did he go to the party? You said Haman came because of the party. So only people in Shushan went to the party. Why does someone want to kill all the Jews around the world? So Shimon Baruch Hassan said, you know what? Don't you remember how many years ago? Before, in the time of Yimach Shimon Nebuchadnezzar, made a statue of liberty. Made a big statue. And he commanded everybody to bow down to the statue. And to me, she needs almost all the Jews bow down. There weren't too many Jews at the time. Besides Hananiah, Mishael, Bazariah did not bow down. So the sort of it wasn't a statue of idolship. It was like a statue of liberty. Nebuchadnezzar Mashmo wanted everybody to recognize that he is the king of the world. He used to ride on a lion. And the scarf he had is a snake, but a real big snake. He was so mean and bad, the Gemara says, when he went to Gehenom, the people in Gehenom went on strike. They said, get him out of here. They were afraid of him in Gehenom. That's how bad it was. So everybody was so afraid of him. So everybody bowed down to the statue. So Shimon Baruch Hassan says, you know what? You ask me a question. What the decree of Haman was to kill all the Jews around the world? It's because they bowed down to the statue. He says, when did they bow down to the statue? When? 30 years ago? 40 years ago? When did they bow down to the statue? After Nebuchadnezzar, his son was the king, Yerim Merodach. After his son was Belshazzar. After Belshazzar was Dariavish, was Kurosh, and then Ahasuerus. So now you tell me, Haman came to kill all the Jews around the world because they went and they bowed down to a statue. It's not really a statue. They bowed down to a statue then, but they didn't do anything. Now Haman comes. What do you want from the Jews? That's the option Baruch said to the students. So come to Megillah and tell us the story There's one day Ahasuerus appointed Haman to be the head of the government. The Gemara says that even Haman was sitting in the government office in the Congress higher than Ahasuerus. Yeah, probably because he was very wealthy, the Gemara says, he was the wealthiest goy ever. He robbed Betamidosh, says Betamidosh. So, the Megillah tells you a story. Ahasuerus commanded everybody should bow down to Haman. The Megillah said, everybody bow down to Haman. Everybody. All the Jews, everybody. Ahasuerus said it. Besides Mordechai. Mordechai lo yechav lo yishtachav. Mordechai doesn't. And more of the power of the Ahasuerus of Ahasuerus. So why didn't you listen to the king? And said, Gideh Mashur Yehudi, he said, I'm Jewish. He says, I'm Jewish. What do you mean Jewish? What does that mean? What do you mean you're a Jew? So what about the other Jews? No. They bow down, I don't bow down. So he made sure that Haman would see him all the time. Every time they said, Haman is coming, Mordechai ran. And when Haman arrived, he sat down on the floor. So then somebody said, I will tell you that Haman became furious, and then he went to Ahasuerus, and he said he wants to kill the Jews because of Mordechai. Actually, the Gemara says the Jewish nation had to complain about Mordechai. He said, why did you have to tease him? Why did you have to do this to him? Why? You don't want to go down? Stay in your house. No. Every time Haman passed by, Mordechai lo yechav lo yishtachav. No, he doesn't pass. I said, what is this all about? I'm a Jew. He says, you're Jewish. To go to the Knesset. Why is he sitting outside now? What do you want from Haman? What do you want from him? What are the other answers? So, Haman went to Ahasuerus and said he wants to kill all the Jewish people. Send flyers, execute notices to all over the world. Mordechai found out. It is Baal HaChalom Manolo. I said, Eliyahu Navi came to him and told him, listen, this is the decree. Kill all the Jews. He says, well, asking, what happened? He says, Eliyahu told him, they went to the party. The party was 9 years ago. What happened now? It's 9 years ago. No. This is a decree from Haman. It's 9 years ago. Says Eliyahu HaNavi to Mordechai. It's 9 years ago. I'm going. Went to wake up Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. And they asked Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, what happened? Eliyahu HaNavi told them, listen, it's a decree. So I asked what happened. They went to the party. So Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov said, it's 9 years ago. He woke up Moshe Rabbeinu. Told Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, is anybody downstairs can pray to Hashem? He should pray downstairs, I'll pray upstairs. We'll see. Maybe we can pray together. Well, every time I begin to tell you, Mordechai goes and he tells somebody, Atach came. So Mordechai wearing sack and ashes on his head. Esther saw him from the window. The guy comes to Mordechai and says, what happened? Mordechai says, go tell Esther, execution of the Jewish nation, Holocaust. So Mordechai tells him, go tell Esther, you must go to the king and ask him to waive the decree. So Esther said, I can't go. I'm going to go. There's a new law that Haman made. Nobody can go inside the palace without permission. And I wasn't called to see Ahasuerus for 30 days. So Mordechai said, you must go. There's no excuse. She said, you know what? Ask the Jewish people to fast for 3 days. Then I'll go. I said, where do you get this number, 3 days? Why have to fast 3 days? What do you have to do with anything? Okay. Mordechai said, okay, we'll do. Okay, fast it. Fasted 3 days, very much the Shi. I said, on the third day wasn't finished. Doesn't matter, it doesn't bother me, it's music, it doesn't matter. So, the Megillah says that Esther on the third day, she walked. The Ahasuerus saw her and asked her, what would you like? And said, I'm making a party tonight. Can you and Haman come to the party? I said, what do you have in mind now? Why are you making a party? What's the party about? So they made the party. So made the party, and the party, Rachel asked, "Do you have any requests?" She said, "Yes. Tomorrow I make another one for you. And tomorrow I also will tell you who I am. For the last 9 years that I'm married to you, you ask me, who are you? But where's your birth certificate? Hawaii." So where am I? She said, "Where are you? Where are you from?" "I have no idea. I was a little baby. Somebody found me in the garbage. And I don't know who I am." So 9 years, she told the Hashem she doesn't know who she is. Now at the party she tells him, "Tomorrow I'll tell you who I am. Remember you asked me 9 years?" He said, "Excuse me, hold it. 9 years you cheated me? And that's afraid? He would kill you. Don't you know what happened to the queen before you? And one day he killed her. And 1 minute he killed her. Took Vashti, put it under a sword like they cut meat, and they cut her to pieces. So, why are you saying it to him? Besides, why are you saying it tonight? So why don't say nothing. So, what's the purpose? Tomorrow, another party. What's the purpose?" Come Chachamim and tell us a secret. You know, this is Parasham. The Torah says that Yitro came. And Moshe told him about all the things that happened in Egypt and the way out. So Yitro decided to convert. Vayichad Yitro, says the Gemara, Yitro decided, he told Moshe Rabbeinu, "I'm going to convert right now. I won't do Brit Milah right now. Somebody do Brit Milah for me." The Torah says, after the Brit Milah, Vayikach Yitro, Olah Zvachim, the Elokim. He says he decided to bring a sacrifice. The convert has to bring a sacrifice. Whoever converted in the last 2,000 years, the Beit HaMikdash is going to come down, the third one, and he's going to Beit HaMikdash, he has to bring a sacrifice. Again, a convert has to bring a sacrifice. In our time, he's a convert, a full convert, but he has a debt. He has to bring a sacrifice. So Yitro, that's all it says in the text. Vayikach Yitro olah zvachim lelokim. Yitro took, and it's a sacrifice. One is called Olah, it's an altar for Hashem, and one is Shlamim, it's meat. Vayavo Aaron, Torah gave information. Aaron came. Bechol Zikne Israel, they all came. Bedin, Sanhedrin. Lechol Lechem, to eat. Imchoten Moshe lifnei Elokim. Vayitro in front of Hashem. I said, "What is it all about?" "It's information. Information." They sat down and ate with him. Says the Gemara, "I want to tell you something." I mean, it's not the Gemara, it's really the Tanakh. The Tanakh says like this. The Shaul HaMelech went to destroy Amalek. When he came and he reached the place of Amalek, he saw over there another nation. It's called Cani. Cani is the grandchildren of Yitro. So Shaul sent a messenger to Cani, and he said, "Can you please move away? It's going to be a front of a war with Amalek. I don't want the soldiers might make a mistake, friendly fire." And the reason I'm asking you this, because we owe you something. I said, "What do we owe you?" "Your grandfather, Yitro, made kindness with Amalek." That's the text reads. "Therefore, we ask you nicely, please move away, because we don't want Hashalom, anybody from this nation, it's called Cani, to be killed." So the two versions, what did Yitro do in kindness? One version says in Gemara, the Parashat Shemot, Moshe Rabbeinu arrived to Midian, and he came to the well. At the well he saw Yitro's daughter. And Yitro's daughter always suffered. The shepherd did not let them take water from the well. They had to be the last one. Also the father then threw them into the well. And Moshe came, in the text, Moshe came, took them out, helped them. And Moshe was very strong, so Moshe drew water from the well and gave to the sheep of Yitro. The Torah says the daughters came home, and Yitro asked them, "How did you come so fast today?" They said, "You know what, the stranger, Egyptian guy over there." So Yitro said, "Go call him right away. If he's a stranger, we have to give him lunch." So Moshe came over there, and Yitro gave him lunch. Said the Gemara, "Look, since Yitro gave lunch to Moshe, now Am Yisrael owe a favor to Yitro. Yitro gave to Moshe, not to Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is in Egypt. Millions of Jews are in Egypt. Moshe had lunch. Since Moshe is the head of Am Yisrael, became the head of Am Yisrael, it means you gave lunch to the head of Am Yisrael. Says the Gemara, the head of Am Yisrael is like all Am Yisrael. Really, that's what the king is all about. So, says the Gemara, now Shaul HaMelech is saying to Yitro's grandchildren, move away, I don't want to hurt you, I don't want your Hashem to get killed, because we owe you a favor. What favor? What favor? And says, your grandfather gave lunch to Moshe. That's how far it goes, says the Gemara. And Rashi in the Navi over there says something else. He said, look, he just said, Yitro made a party, Brit Mila party, and he invited Aaron, a Kohen, and the Bedin to come and eat, and they ate dinner. So, what did you eat dinner? He said, I ate dinner with the Yitro. So Yitro gave you dinner, right? Yitro gave you dinner. Who are you? Aaron HaKohen. Who are you? We are the Sanhedrin, the Bedin. He says, now you owe a favor to Yitro. Since you ate over there. So now, Shaul HaMelech, sending now a messenger to Yitro's grandchildren, can you move from the war front? He says, what is it all about? You owe your favor. So what happened? Yitro, your great-grandfather, a few hundred years ago, he gave dinner to Aaron. That's the information that's here. Some Chachamim explained to us. You know, it's in Navi, there's a story of a guy whose name was Ido HaNavi. Ido HaNavi was the type of Yerovam, was a very big man. And he said that kind of prophecy, and Hashem told him, listen, after you say this prophecy, don't stay over here, don't eat by nobody. Then he said, Elijah came to Ido and said, you know what? I am a Navi like you, and Hashem said I should come and invite you to eat by me. So Ido was naive, he believed, it's in the text, in Navi, in Shmuel. Melachim. So, thank you. So, Ido went to the house and he ate, and he left. And he left, the lion came and killed him. I said, what is the big deal that Ido ate by him? So what? So the man tells us a secret about having lunch with somebody. If you pay for the lunch, it doesn't matter. But if somebody invited you to his house and you ate by him, now, so-called, the Gemara says, you owe him a favor. So-called, you became a lender from him. He is the lender, you are the borrower. It was a very friendly thing. Very friendly. It's Aaron and the Sanhedrin, they came and they ate by Yitro. It was the opposite. Who wanted to eat over there? Moshe came to Shamayim to get the Torah. The Gemara says the angel stopped Moshe. Didn't Moshe to come all the way to Hashem. The Gemara says Hashem made Moshe's face like Avraham Avinu, and the angel saw, and Hashem told you, remember? Remember you went to Avraham? Remember he gave you food? Remember? I needed the food. I'm an angel. I never ate it anyway. I burned it. Doesn't matter. But he took you inside, right? So now you are in my favor, right? So now open the door, and then Moshe went up. So Moshe says, Moshe went up because the angels owed Moshe a favor because Moshe gave them lunch. So the Gemara, look, the minute that you eat by somebody, you owe him something. You owe him something, it means like you are a servant to him, or even like a slave to him, or something like this. That now you cannot do what you want. Now you owe him the thing. Especially, said the Gemara, if the guy is a very important person, like a leader of Israel, this means you did a favor to all of Israel. They all owe you the favor. All of you. So since either Moshe ate lunch by Yitro's house when he came to Midian, And since Moshe became the leader of Israel owe a favor, because he gave him a little lunch, he gave him a little bagel over there. He gave him a little bagel. Now, generations to come, you owe Yitro a favor. And the day of the conversion of Yitro, the same thing, since Aaron and the Medin came and ate, I says, now you owe him a favor. So, listen, they didn't come to eat by you. They didn't come to eat by you. They just came to... If you honor, your Moshe's the father-in-law. So, you think I don't enjoy the food? Just, yeah, doesn't matter. The angels can talk about it. Rabbi said, what is it, the opposite of it? You ate by somebody wicked guy. So now you're a favor to the wicked guy. Now you're so-called the slave of the wicked guy. Because why? Here comes the Gemara's punchline. Here, look. Ahasuerus made a party. Mordechai stood outside. Mordechai said, no one should go inside. He said, why? You don't understand. It's a free lunch, right? Free, no, not any free lunch. You're going to eat over there at the party, you're going to be so-called a slave of Ahasuerus. You get to owe him a favor. He invited you, ate by him. It's not free, not a thing is free. There's no free lunch. Now, look what's going to happen. What's going to happen? Says the Chachamim, says the Gemara like this, look. We say in Shema Yisrael every day. Says, V'achalta v'savata, yishamu lachem v'yimseh levavchem. Says, the person eat and drink, and says, Nah, Hashalom, you're going to have bad thoughts in your heart. But then, Elohim achim ishtachavitam lahem. You're going to wash him avodatah. So what does it mean exactly? What does it mean? Chachamim said, in a minute we'll explain to you, Chachamim said, what does it mean? But here, the punchline they say, look, they went to the party of Ahasuerus, there were dishes of Beit HaMikdash on the table. He is wearing the clothing of a Kohen Gadol, and you are enjoying the party. And you know what it means now. It means now that you were at a place to embarrass HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gave you free food, free wine, everything. Wait, what's going to happen? Okay, let's wait. Wait 9 years. Haman became the head of power from Madai. Hashem said, okay, everybody, you must bow down to Haman. He said, Haman is a statue on his chest. A statue. Not a statue of liberty, a statue. Hashem said everybody has to bow down. So all the Jews bow down. He says, you know why you bow down? Why do you bow down? Because Hashem said. Who cares what Hashem said? They don't understand. Since 9 years ago I went to the party and I hated the party, had a free party for 7 days, now I'm a slave of Hashem. Now I have to buy back the party. Now I bow down to Haman. Why? Because I went to the party. Mordechai warned you not to go to the party. Because the free party is going to cause something. Wait. Hashem is waiting. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai told his students, you know what happened? Why Haman came? As he went to the party. He said, excuse me, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The party was 9 years ago. You don't understand. The party triggered something. Since you had a free lunch, a free party at Ahasuerus, now you owe a favor to Ahasuerus. Now so-called you become a servant. Now he's going to tell you, bow down to Haman. And Haman is a statue. You bow down to him. Why? Because you're the slave of Ahasuerus. He says, why am I a slave? I'm not a slave. You are the slave because you're the free food by him. Likewise, Moshe had a free lunch by Yitro, so therefore we owe Yitro a favor. Likewise, Aaron and the Sanhedrin had a free dinner with Yitro, and says, now we owe him a favor. And he says, that's exactly what happened. So look, and then Miguel said, now look what happened. The whole thing is the party. That's why Miguel wrote the first chapter, party. Who cares about the party? You don't understand. So I'm not going to come because of the party. But it's 9 years ago. Doesn't matter. That's going to trigger something that you can do something against HaKadosh Baruch Hu because you meant and you had a free lunch by a wicked man. That's what the Gemara says, HaKadosh Rasha. The Gemara says, HaKadosh is a wicked man all the time. I said, what does it mean? Wicked, not wicked. No, if HaKadosh was not wicked, so he had a free, it's not so bad. He's not going to bow down. But now, because he was wicked, and he appointed Haman, look at the tragedy, to get to bow down. Mordechai, here comes, and says, Mordechai is not Mordechai, why you have to tease him? Why don't you hide in the house? He said, no. So Gemara said, I'll tell you what it is. So he said, Gemara, you should know the king of Am Israel, or what you call the chief of Am Israel, is called Israel. Likewise, Moshe had a free lunch. Then all Am Israel says, oh, a favor to Yitro, that the text reads, all Am Israel. If we would have in Israel, Rav Avadia Yosef, Rav Steinman, the Prime Minister, where we would have nothing to worry about anything. The problem is the leaders, that's the problem. That's the problem. With all the respect to them. That's the problem. And when I say the leader, that counts by Kadosh Baruch Hu. If he is not good, the nation is not good. Anasi o Am, Am o Anasi. That's what Gemara says. The king is not the king of the nation. The king is the nation. Is the nation. Therefore the Gemara says, Yeshua, Meshaul said to Rini, he said, you did a favor to Alam Israel. Not Israel. You did a favor to one guy, to Moshe, or to Aaron and a few people. Doesn't matter. It's called Olam Israel. I said, Mordechai, he knows it. So now we have a scale. We have Olam Israel, all the people in Shushan bow down to Haman. Now you want to balance the scale. So Mordechai said, I'm not going to bow down. I'm not going to bow down. Since Mordechai is the leader, and he doesn't bow down, it is like Olam Israel don't bow down. So it means on the scale of one side, we have Am Israel bow down, and the other side is Mordechai, but not Mordechai, it's all Am Israel. That's why Haman wants to kill all the Jews. That's Haman is not stupid, because Mordechai doesn't bow down, he wants to kill all the Jews. Why? Why Hashem made it in Haman's head? Why? Because Mordechai is all Am Israel. So all Am Israel, they bow down, and Mordechai doesn't bow down. It's not Mordechai that bow down. It means Am Israel bow and don't bow. That's exactly what it is. He asked Mordechai, why don't you bow? The king said to him, I'm a Jew. What do you mean? Why are you a Jew? I didn't go to the party. A Jew means I'm a servant of Hashem. I only owe Hashem. Hashem wants me to do something for him. I don't do it for anybody else. I didn't have a free lunch. I didn't go to the party. I don't have to bow down. Muhammad doesn't understand. So forget about it. We'll kill the Jews. Okay? Come to me, glad to look what happened. Mordechai goes to the palace, wearing sack and ashes. And he said, what happened? He said, what happened? He said, you should notice this. Holocaust. He said, go to Ahasuerus. He said, listen, I can't go. I said, you must go. So, okay, listen. But I want you to ask the Jewish people in Shushan that you should fast for 3 days. Rahabim said, 3 days takes for the system of a person to clean up. He says, well, you have in your system something from 9 years ago that you had a favor from somebody. I says, you want to undo your obligation to Ahasuerus. This what you have to do is fast 3 days. Gemara says 3 days, 72 hours that you need. That was Esther's brain. It's called Ta'anit Esther. Ta'anit Esther. It's not that the day, but it's called the wisdom of Esther. The Esther said, you must fast for 3 days. And that is going to take out from you, so-called, the pleasure that you had then. And then, you do teshuva, that you bow down to Haman, Hashem will wave the gezerah. And Mordechai said, perfect. Okay. Continues the Megillah. The Megillah said, okay, let me tell you something. On the third day, while they're still fasting, it's not over the 3 days, but Yilba Shester Malchut, Esther, she wears Ruach HaKodesh, she goes to Ahasuerus. He says, what can I do for you? I said, I want to make a party for you. I said, Esther, what do you have in mind? I tell you what I have in mind. I'm going to have a party for Ahasuerus. Now Ahasuerus is going to owe me a favor. Now he's going to do me a favor. Then I'm going to ask him something, and you see, he's going to have to do what I said, because this is in the brain of the person, that if you had something from somebody, you owe him. And the Gemara says not only you owe him, the Gemara says if the guy really cannot afford it, he's embarrassed even to look at the guy's face to give him food. So he says, Meshulach, if somebody comes to somebody and give him food, don't sit over it next to him. He is embarrassed. He's embarrassed to look at you. The Gemara says, he wants to bury himself. You give him Shulach Hamshi Yom. A poor person comes in, you want a drink from me? Don't sit next to him. He's embarrassed. The man says embarrassed. He says, Esther, Don't talk to this. I want to come to a party. Okay. He came to the party. So the text reads, the giver says, what do you want? And he says, you know what? I want to go to another party. And tomorrow at the party, I will tell you who I am. I say, you're not afraid?
That's right. 9 years they asked you.
Who are you? I have no idea who I am. Now you're going to tell him? Yeah, now you owe me a trip. Until now, he didn't owe me anything. Now he owes me. He went today to the party. Tomorrow he's going to come and have a party. And that's going to be the end of it. And then I'm going to say him, a letter that's going to be given to him. And the Gemara says, look, that's the wisdom of Mordechai. Wisdom of Mordechai. To make one of them, it's worth a Purim, it's worth that Purim. That Purim. Or Chachamim, they say, look, there's no other mitzvah in the whole Jewish Shulchan Aruch to have a feast. Shabbat, you don't have to eat the meal of Shabbat. You don't have to. Only if you have pleasure from the meal, you can have the meal. If you're in a diet, you don't have to eat. You don't have to eat. You don't have to eat. It's true, you get benefit from eating it. But the purpose is, you should have pleasure from the food. There is no mitzvah to force yourself to eat if you don't like the food, or you're not hungry, or you are on a diet from it. The only other time that we have to eat is the night of Pesach. Again, there is no mitzvah to have a feast. You can have a size of an olive, a piece of meat from sacrifice of Pesach, a size of an olive of matzah, a size of an olive of marrow, and finish. You did the job. You don't have to eat nothing, you don't have to eat nothing, no meat, nothing, you don't have to eat anything. Nothing. It's true to Gemara said you should have the meat of Korban Pesach while you're not hungry anymore. Let's say you're not hungry. Purim is different. Purim is a mitzvah to do through that Purim. It says, what is it? What is it for? Come Chaim says, I'll tell you the secret. Sudat Purim. You would think, I bring, get drunk, that's all. No. So the Chakta v'Savata v'Berachta. So Hashem wants us, after we eat, to say Bracha. Say Sefer HaChinuch, say Chachamim, look. What do you think Hashem needs you to say Bracha for him? What do you think? You make Hashem so small, Hashem said, thank me. What do you think Hashem needs you, thank you? He said, no. He said, it doesn't start from the food. The opposite. So the Gemara says, look, when the Creator created mankind, Hashem did not bring rain. Hashem went to the Adam HaRishon to ask him for rain. Because then it shows that you realize and recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu as master of universe. So Chachamim, look, Hashem did not have to make us in a way that we need food. Hashem told Adam HaRishon to the mission, here is in the Eden, eat. I said, Dr. Bachur, do you eat? Angels eat. Why I have to eat? Why Hashem made up a whole system? We don't need to eat. Who said we need to eat? You think Hashem cannot put inside us like a little battery that can go on until the person would be called up to Shemayim? If he would be called to Shemayim, maybe he would never come to Shemayim. Go back. What is the whole system, all this food? What do you think Hashem had in mind you should go to the bathroom? Hashem could not have made a person who shouldn't go to the bathroom. What is the whole idea? The whole system is high, eating, it's not healthy for you, that's not healthy for you, 20 of these, cholesterol, all these things. Who needs it for? Hashem never had it in mind. Hashem said one thing. I want you to say bracha for me. How are you going to recognize me? I tell you, I make you hungry, and you're going to eat something. But you're going to eat something without going to the bathroom, like the man in the desert, 40 years, didn't go to the bathroom. I said, you're going to eat something, and then you recognize me, you appreciate me, you say bracha to me. You say bracha to me, you say bracha to me, Hashem doesn't need your bracha. But when you recognize Hashem, Hashem open up all the gates in your mind, and it will give you. That's the Bikat Hamazon. They say bracha after you eat. It's not bracha to Hashem, says thank you. Hashem doesn't need you, thank you. Hashem wants you to recognize him. You recognize him, he recognizes you. It's a mirror effect. You recognize him, he recognizes you. So you say thank you to him. He said, okay, you know what? You said thank you to me. It means you recognize me, huh? So it means you gave me respect. So now I owe you. Now I give it to you. That's the whole trick of eating. Otherwise Hashem would not have made all these things, the food business. Who needs the food business? Who needs to eat? No, it's a tool. It's a tool, it's a diving board to say bracha. Otherwise, it is nothing. So you walk around, you say, okay. You know, it's a shame. I know it's a shame. I'm getting hungry. You know, oh, okay. Now you have a problem. You say bracha. You say, oh, that's the shame. And when he told me, he went to Rav Shach was at a feeding tube. I went to visit Rav Shach. So Rav Shach said, you know what? I can't even say brachot anymore. You didn't complain that you're defeating them. He says, the purpose is the bracha. The tool is the food. People think, because I ate, I have to say bracha. No! Hashem never wants you to eat. Hashem wants you just to say bracha, because Hashem wants to give you something. But how are you going to recognize Hashem, are you going to respect to Hashem? By eating. So people forget. Instead, to think that the bracha is the main thing, and the food is something not important, they made the opposite. The food is important, the bracha is not important. This is the chokhmah of the satan. So the Lord says, this is parasha, it says, Vayikach itro olad zvarim l'elokim, ויעבר רוח הדין אלוך הלחם, וחותם השם לפני האלוקים. And you have to eat in front of Hashem. So it says, אין התנ"ך. זה השולחן אשר לפני Hashem. It says, when you sit down and eat, it says, yes, the Gemara says, I tell you what it is. You have to feel that Hashem is in front of you. What does Hashem is in front of me? What does it mean? The plate is in front of me. He says, no, you don't understand. The plate is a tool. The tool is that Hashem is here. The Gemara says, that's what happened, that's what the Torah says. But since Aaron and the Zkenim came and ate, Yitro, he said, the Shekhinah Hashem is there. What do you mean Hashem is on my table? What do you mean Hashem is here? The Mishnah said, you must celebrate the Torah at the table. So what's the purpose? Because you have to understand, it's not the food that you eat. It's the bracha that you're going to get from Hashem because you recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You recognize him. Say Shlomo Melech Malveh Hashem Chonen Dal. You give to Meshulach a dollar. It means you lended Hashem a dollar. Why? Says the Gemara. Because Hashem created this Meshulach. So Hashem has to give him food. So instead of Hashem, you give. Now Hashem owes you a dollar. Malveh Hashem Chonen Dal. When you give Meshulach a dollar, it means now HaKadosh Baruch Hu owes you a dollar. He owes you a dollar. It means he owes you a favor. It means he's going to give you a bracha. So the Gemara says, Zohar says, when a person dies, in front of him, before his neshama comes to the court upstairs, Baka goes in front of him. In front of the person says the Zohar, the tzedakah goes. Why? Because you get tzedakah, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu owes you something. He says, you made something, likewise, Yitro gave a lunch to Moshe, Yitro made a party, invited Aaron and Rabbeinu. He says, now, they owe you a favor. He says, Mordechai, look, Sudat Purim means like this. He says, Lishni Hashem. That's the whole purpose of Sudat Purim. It means Sudat Purim means I'm in front of Hashem. I'm in front of Hashem. He says, what do you mean? He says, the whole party is that so-called to correct the party that you went to Hashverosh. You know what you meant? You went to Hashverosh, you went to the party, you know what it is? It means now you owe Hashverosh a favor. Then you bow down. Then you forget about the Kadosh Baruch Hu. They said at the party, you saw the dishes of the Tamil, he said nothing. He wears the Kohen HaGadol's clothing, he said nothing. He said, now you know why? Because you want to listen to Hashem. You didn't think about Hashem. He said, you have to think, when you sit down, the Gemara said, Shulchanos Shel Adam Mechaper Alav. So the Gemara said, you eat, the table is your kapara. So what do you mean? Because the Gemara says Hashem comes to the table. Hashem wants to give you bracha. So when you eat, there's only an excuse for you to say bracha. It's called Lifnei Hashem. That's what the Torah says. Yitro and Aaron and his kinim, they're eating in front of Hashem. In front of Hashem. Hashem is over there. What do you mean Hashem is over there? It means I came to eat, not because I'm hungry. I came to eat because Hashem is going to give me bracha. So if that's what you have, Hashem owes you bracha. That Hashem gives you the bracha. And that's what the Chachamim said. That's the whole Megillat Esther is just to lead us to that thing. It's called the Purim. It says that Hashem should give us what we need. And not because we can ask Hashem. I says, Hashem is going to give it to you because Hashem owes it to you, because you need something. What did they do? I recognize Hashem. I recognize Hashem. You gave, you said, Baruch Hashem. You said, Baruch Hashem. The Chachamim said, that's all things. The Chachamim said, look, embarrassment, the Chachamim said, embarrassment for Olam Yisrael. He says, no one said Baruch Hashem. No one. They came out of Egypt. Since they came out, no one said Baruch Hashem. One says, one goy said Baruch Hashem. Yitro. In the text we read, after Moshe told him the whole story, it was said Baruch Hashem. Says the Gemara, huh? Goy said Baruch Hashem, not one Jew said Baruch Hashem. Because the Gemara says, shame on all of us. Says the Gemara, look, and you read the Tehillim, and we see also in the morning, the verse of David, the Nekol Akar, David, Beth Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Elokei Israel. Says Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Read in Tehillim, that of Sukkim says, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. That even says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Hashem. It's the highest level. Says the Gemara, David said, I'm going to correct. That Am Yisrael did not say, Baruch Hashem. So what do you mean David? David is one. He said, no. The leader of Am Yisrael is all Am Yisrael. So, the leader of Am Yisrael, if he said, Baruch Hashem, I'm begging, to whom I would have said, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Every second what begging said, Baruch Hashem. Says Baruch Hashem, says Baruch Hashem, is not just Baruch Hashem. All of it says Baruch Hashem. When I say David HaMelech corrected the Baruch Hashem, that we did not say we came out of Egypt. We said, as Yeshua, yes. Baruch Hashem, no. He said, Yitro says Baruch Hashem. Why is it Baruch Hashem? Because Yitro is the always listening to Hashem. Always it says Baruch Hashem, and says, I want to bless Hashem. And says, the food that I consume is not because I'm hungry. Hashem made me hungry. But Hashem made me hungry because Hashem wants to hear me saying Baruch Hashem. They say, Baruch Hashem, then Hashem supplies to you. As Chachamim say, how important is the Kata Mazon, the Barachot, to say, Bechavana, that it's not, I feel I'm hungry, he says, you know why I'm hungry? Because Hashem wants me to say Bracha. That's Hashem made me hungry. Because if Hashem did not want me to say Bracha, Hashem would not have made me hungry. Hashem could have made me, created me without any hunger. But Hashem had to make me hungry. Obesity, you don't understand. Those people have obesity because Hashem wanted to say more Barachot. That's the secret of it. If they would have said all the Bachot, it wouldn't be so big. But you don't say it. That's where the concept is. But the purpose is, why this guy is so hungry? Because Hashem demands from this guy to say more Bachot. That's the secret. Then we call this hungry. The hungry is the secondary. The first is the Bracha. Chachamim say, this is the reason, the secret in all the food business, the korbanot and the sacrifices. That we eat the sacrifices because Hashem wants us to be in front of Him. Shiviti Hashem, the Chachamim say, we have it, Moshe will come up with us.